Why does your mum always have the air blown in her face? Right, who's set? Harry? Yeah. Are you happy? Yeah. Harry's happy. Right. Oh, we need washer fluid level. We need some screen washing. Okay. Let's go. It's now 10 to 10. This guy cannot park his car, man. Cannot park his car straight. Okay. It's 10 to 10. On Saturday the 30th of August, Harry and I are going down to Andover to get our hair cut. No chance I'm going to get down there and back for the tyre guy coming, so I don't want to go into Amesbury because the hairdressers are rubbish, so down to Andover it is. It's a bright morning, there's a bit of a breeze. It's quite overcast. Have you had your breakfast, Harry?
Yeah.
What did you have?
Chocolate Cheerios.
Chocolate Cheerios. Were they nice?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Shall I shut the windows a bit?
Yeah.
Have you got your seatbelt on?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm recording an audio boo.
Yeah.
I'm quite hungry, actually. I haven't had my cup of coffee. Cruise control on, so we can't get nick for speeding. And shut the windows. Shut the windows, there we go. I haven't had my brew this morning. Got up really late. I intended to get up about 6:30 or so I could go running with Sarah, but I think we both kind of needed the lie-in. Last night went to bed quite early. Well, went to bed quite early. Went to bed about 10:30. Spent about 30 minutes on my phone. And then whilst I was on the phone, had this micro sleep. That's the second time this has happened this week. Had this micro sleep for, I don't know how long. But, you know, I was still, you know, lying on my side, holding my phone kind of up at an angle, so I don't know how long I was holding it for, tens of seconds maybe, and so I woke up and I was wide awake. It was such a bizarre feeling, and then I couldn't get to sleep, so I was looking at things for the motorhome, looking at places to go. And actually didn't go back to bed until 2:45. I feel fine, actually. I feel perfectly all right this morning. Just hungry and wanting a cup of coffee. Coffee in the first thing. Oh, we need some screen wash, Harry. Have you got your juice in that?
Yeah.
Good boy. Oh. The screen wash I bought for the car last time. Oh, it stinks. It's like rotten eggs. Bought for Dolly some cherry or berry scented screen wash. It's really nice, but it stains the car because it's coloured pink. It stains Dolly. Dolly's like a cream colour, and she gets stained. Oh, look at the speed. We are got power in this car. With Dolly, there is no power. I've ordered a decal, a sticker for Dolly. It says, it's got a picture of a turtle on it. It says, if you think this is slow, wait till I go uphill, which is actually quite apt. Right, so I don't know what we've got planned for today, other than we need to go to Basingstoke to the, well, we don't need to, but we've got some clothes that we want rid of. So there's a charity clothes recycling thing up there. What's been happening, actually, probably all across the UK, but definitely down here in the south and the southwest, is we're getting groups of people. Now, I don't want to brandish any... Oh, look, Harry, there's a motorhome. Got a wave. Why are we waving at the motorhome when we're not in our motorhome? Never mind. So, I don't want to brandish any nationality in particular, but there are groups of people who are not English that are raiding the clothes bins. You know, the clothes recycling bins that you get in car parks and whatnot. Well, there's groups of people raiding those and then actually selling the clothes on places like eBay and selling them to charity shops and whatnot. So we're going to a place that's attended. We're going to Basingstoke anyway. So whilst we're there, we're going to get rid of these clothes. We've got like, I don't know, three bin bags fulls of clothes. I mean, the girls seem to be growing out of their clothes really, really quickly. And even just this morning, Jessica had to go and get clothes out of the kind of, because we buy also for like the next stage ahead, and we just keep them safe. And so we had to go and dig out a dress for Jessica because she's gone up a size. So they're grown up. You know, I'm not wishing their lives away, but I can't wait until they're adults. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of trials and tribulations along the way, but I can't wait until they're adults. I'm just curious, actually. I'm just curious. So, we really wanted to get away in Dolly last night just for a night or even Saturday night as well, but definitely one night, but we just couldn't now that Angela and Eva are down. Oh, do you know, oh, burnt tyre. Oh, Jesus. So, I'm hungry. I'm hungry now. I have to go and get something to eat. Oh, look at all the motorhome. Now that we've got a motorhome, I cannot stop. Oh, look at that one. Beautiful. Auto Trail Cheyenne. That's the one that I want. There's another motorhome. Oh, Harry, that is a pickup with a motorhome thing on the back of it. Wow. It's a Ford Ranger pickup. It's got like a motorhome back end on the top of it, just like we saw in Hexham when we were there last week. So, that's that. Down the 303 to Andover.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.